Hi, 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 Joe Warwick here. And so today, just make sure for this meditation that you don't listen to this, of course, using a moving vehicle, and that you're somewhere safe, secure, that you can deeply relax. I would suggest either being sitting up or lying down, but you don't want to fall asleep with this, so you do want to be engaged. So if you have a tendency to fall asleep, make sure you're set up. And set up with your feet on the floor, hips wide. You just want to be deeply open and relaxed. So when you're ready, get yourself comfortable. And then begin to take some deep breaths in. Breathe in through your nose. Long, loose, slow, filling up your belly, filling up your chest. Expanding your chest. Hold for a moment. And then breathe out long and loose through your mouth. A long out breath. Now, this time as you breathe in, imagine trying to double the length of your breath in. Long and loose and slow, and then double the length of holding. And as you breathe out, double the length. Try to double the length of breathing out. That's your intention, to expand it, lengthen it. And again, breathe in, long, loose, full, really expanding your chest, your belly, your chest, dropping your shoulders, opening up your body, holding, doubling that length of time again. Holding, 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 and then breathing out, really imagining lengthening, really lengthening the out breath through your mouth, longer, longer, longer. And now breathe in through your nose and in out through your nose. And as you breathe in for the count of three this time, and as you breathe out for the count of three, count to the count of three in your mind. Long and loose, no rush. And again, this time as you breathe in for the count of five. Breathe out for the count of five and count the count of five in your head. And this time, breathe in for the count of seven. And when you're ready to breathe out for the count of seven and speak it in your mind, the numbers to seven. You should be feeling deeper, more relaxed, more ready. So now, as you just allow yourself to settle, let your breathing become natural, I'm going to count to 10, and you're just going to relax even deeper, soften even deeper, just allowing your mind to relax a little more, your body to relax a little more. As I count backwards, one, two, three, you're deeper, going deeper. Four, five, six, deeper still, more relaxed, more relaxed. Seven, eight, nine, so relaxed, so deep. Enjoy being relaxed. Just enjoy that space. Now, I want for you to imagine that you're getting into a vehicle. You're going to get into a car. So, in front of you, you see a car. And you're going to get yourself in, you're going to get ready for a drive. And as you begin to start to drive, drive down a road, and you'll begin to see in front of you a fork in the road and two paths that lead to two different experiences. So we're going to take the left road first off, and as you turn left in this fork, you notice that the weather gets maybe darker. It's not such a nice road, it gets narrower, perhaps the road gets bumpier. You see in front of you that there are ditches either side of the road. Notice how your body feels. Notice the sensation as the road gets narrower, gets bumpier. Maybe there are big potholes. You can see the ditches either side, they're full of water, they're full of gunk. And you've got to try and navigate this road. How do you feel? Is it comfortable? Is it somewhere you want to be? Is it creating stress in your body? Just observe it. Just continue down the road and begin to see light at the end of the road, like light at the end of the tunnel. It starts to ease off, it starts to get better. There seems to be more sunshine. And you find yourself back at the crossroads once again. There's two paths. And this time, you're going to take the right path. And you notice that this path is lighter. It's already a sense of freedom. The road is smooth. It's widening. There's still ditches, but you can't see them so much. The road is opening up for you. The sun is shining. Notice what's happening to your body as you see the road open up. Perhaps the roof has gone down on your vehicle. You've got some tunes on. Imagine your hair blowing in the wind. It's a beautiful sunny day now. Blue skies and sunshine, a wide open road, great tunes. And you can't even see the ditches, but you can see the road. It's a beautiful, clear road. Notice how you're feeling. Notice how you're feeling. And as you drive on, you realize that you're becoming closer and closer to the junction again, where you have a choice to take the left road or the right road, fork in the road. This time I want you to take the left road, and you're going to choose to actually go down the narrower road, the harder road. And notice what happens instantly as you start to go down the darker road, the narrower road, the bumpier road. You can see the ditches, you can see it's narrow. And just move through it quickly, smoothly and easily. Just imagine you've doubled the speed of driving along it. But you have the same sensations, but you speed it up. It's like someone's put you on fast motion. You're not driving any faster, but the scene is speeding up. Drive through the experience knowing that it's bouncy and it's hard and there are ditches and it's darker and it's difficult, but you're moving through it quickly. And you're out the other side and you're back at these crossroads, at this fork in the road, and you take the right side. This time you're back. And notice again how it feels. Suddenly the road is open and wide. You can see wide expansion. The road is clear. The sun is shining. It's blue sky. Your roof is off again. And you have great tunes on the radio. Your hair is blowing through. The wind is blowing through your hair. How good does it feel? Can't even see the ditches. They're so empty and shallow. Just notice. And you feel the urge to put your foot down and go faster. Enjoy that feeling of going faster on this smooth open road. That's good. Now slow down and come back to cruise mode. And notice how good that feels. Does the landscape change as you cruise? Do you enjoy the cruising? Do you see more trees? Do you feel like there's mountains and rivers? And when you begin to cruise, now put your foot down again. What happens to the landscape as you put your foot down? It goes faster and freer and fuller. You get to enjoy both speed, just speeding up and slowing down. This wide open road. You feel that freedom, that sensation. Now come back to a cruise for a moment, and in front of you, you see a vehicle that's appeared in the road. How do you feel about that? There's another vehicle in the boat. Maybe it's a big lorry, maybe it's a car, but they're going quite slowly. How do you feel about that? You're coming up, you've had this freedom. How do you feel about seeing this vehicle on your road? Then notice, are you on a narrow road? No, you're not. There's wide open space. It doesn't matter how big the vehicle is, the road is wide. So what do? You choose to overtake. So get ready to overtake. Pull out and put your foot down and enjoy that burst of acceleration. Put your foot down and overtake and go as fast as you want. And you're back to pulling in and you see the wide open road in front of you because you're in charge. You have freedom. And feel that. Go at your pace, your speed. Now imagine as you come back to a cruise, imagine that the road doubles in size. It's now double the size as it was. How does that make you feel? You can drive in the middle of the road, you can wobble, weave to one side of the road, weave to the other side of the road. There's so much room for you to weave and move and change pace and speed up, slow down and head to the right, head to the left. How does that feel for you? So much space for you to figure things out. But even if you drive right to the end of the right-hand side or right to the left-hand side, there's loads of room and space for you to figure it out. Come back to the middle of the road. How does it feel for you to have this wide, open space? And now narrow the road again, just a little, to half its size. And then I want you to narrow it again to half the size again. Has anything changed, or do you still feel in control? Do you feel in charge of your driving? Has the landscape changed, or is it still feeling easy because you're in charge? As you drive along this road now, see another vehicle come up, and the road is narrower, but there's another vehicle come up. How do you feel? The road is narrow. Can you overtake? Maybe not. How does that make you feel? What if instead you now choose to widen the road? Widen the road. And now see how easy it is for you to overtake. Now overtake. You've widened the road enough for you to overtake. And now it's clear again, and you can have the road wider or narrower because you've got control to widen the road, to have it exactly as you want it. Enjoying that drive, how does that feel? That you are in charge. Do it again, see another vehicle come up. Do you need to narrow the road, widen the road, to overtake with ease and grace? Ease and grace. Widen the road, overtake, put your foot down, speed up. Feel that sense of control and being in charge of your space. For a moment, enjoy that wide open road. Music on, hair blowing in the wind, blue sky, sunshine. Enjoy that experience of being in charge. Speed up and slow down to go at your perfect pace and your perfect rhythm. Feel good. Feel good. Feel good. So very slowly as I count backwards from 10, you're going to begin to return to your body, feeling all of this understanding into your body, into your brain, this programming, this knowing, this insight, bringing it all with you, your wide open road, sunshine, all the energies can come back into you, taking everything with you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And as we begin to count from 5 to 1, you begin to feel more in your body, grounded, better than you've ever been before, more in control and in charge of your life. 5, 4, 3. As I count to 1, you're going to feel more energized and awake. 2, 1. Wake up, eyes open.